The next case is 05-1948, Disciplinary Counsel versus Pippa Lynn Henderson. It appears that Mr. Henderson is not here, so Mr. Berger.
May it please the Court, Robert Berger for Relator, Office of Disciplinary Counsel. At this point, Relator relies on the motion that was filed, and we have nothing further to add unless there are any questions.
You're a very excellent advocate this morning.
I assume that would be appreciated.
Do you have a recommendation on the sanction we should impose?
Your Honor, we would suggest that an actual jail sentence should be ordered in this case, and that's for three reasons. First, the respondent has been before this court four times previously. Second, the respondent has never participated in any of the proceedings. They've all been defaults. And third, the last proceeding back in 2006 where the respondent was disbarred, she was disbarred for practicing law while under suspension. So this is the second time that she has engaged in practicing law when she was not properly licensed.
I assume she's still in Ohio, to the best of your knowledge.
Yes. She was appearing in Cleveland in the juvenile court, and she provided address and contact information that we used to serve her with the motion that we filed.
Okay. When was her last contact with the courts as representing as an attorney?
It looks like she appeared for trial on February 10th, 2009 in Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court, and that was the point that they had learned that she was disbarred and advised her that she could not represent the client.
Do you happen to know how the court learned of her disbarment?
Yes. She first appeared in January of 2009 for a pretrial in the juvenile court and spoke with the assistant prosecutor whose sworn affidavit is attached to our motion. After that first hearing, the assistant prosecutor determined that she needed to do some discovery and serve some subpoenas on the respondent in this matter. And she didn't have a business card, and the respondent had not filed anything. So she attempted to look up her contact information on the Supreme Court website. That's where she discovered that she was disbarred.
Thank you, Mr. Berger.
Thank you.
The matter is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion. We'll try to advise her, too. Marshal, please adjourn court.